Paul Parish of Branch 1302.
An intercom signals the start of a proceeding at the Milwaukee County Juvenile Justice Center. It conducts hundreds of hearings every month for children who've committed crimes. Joseph Donald is presiding judge. He says fewer juveniles overall have been entering the system, but the number of African-American youth arrested is increasing. Donald observes troublesome signs.
Some of those characteristics are there's a high rate of truancy. The other characteristics, there's drug use. They come from dysfunctional homes or families where they really aren't getting the necessary support and guidance.
The judge says not only is guidance lacking at home, but sometimes youngsters face physical or sexual abuse. The stress, trauma can prompt them to act out, sometimes violently.
What happens is we start with a juvenile who just has trouble with making appropriate decisions, problems with authority figures, all of the things that are very typical of every teenager, but yet their behavior then has risen to a level that has brought the attention of the authorities.
When offenses send boys to court, it can order them into counseling or send them to Lincoln Hill School for Boys, a juvenile detention center. For lesser crimes, they get probation. The ideal scenario is to intervene before they get into trouble, according to 26-year-old Chris Morgan. He works at the COA Golden Center at 24th and Burleigh. Morgan leads a group of 9 and 10-year-olds. They squeal while playing in the gym. A few boys were doing their homework nearby and asked Morgan to check it. He tells me a lot of them come from homes without a full-time dad.
In a classroom of 20, you probably have 4 or 5 kids that actually have a home that's intact versus the other 15 that don't. Like, they come from single-parent homes or some of them even in foster care.
How important is it, particularly for the boys, to have a male like yourself in their life?
I think it's very important to show them, like, leadership and, like, just help them learn basic things that they need in life.
Such as resisting people with bad intentions. Quintrell Boyles coordinates teen programs at the center. He says there are abusive adults in this part of town who enlist rudderless boys for illicit purposes.
It's kind of tragic because a lot of times it's life or death, depending on the situation. We have seen young people that have been caught up in robberies that lose their lives. We have seen young people that have been exposed to prostitution at the age of 14.
Boyle says another risk many African-American boys in Milwaukee face is what he calls the monster of poverty. He says it can add to their desperation and discourage them from dreaming about the future.
What we're looking at is a population that is worried about the gun violence in my neighborhood. Will I make it home tonight? What will I eat? Population of kids that's worried about the temperature has dropped below 50 degrees and I only have a hoodie to wear to school. And these are things that overshadow what they might be thinking about happening 10 years from now. They're thinking about today. And if tomorrow comes, God bless. But they're in the moment.
Jermaine Howard is standing outside the COA Center near Reservoir Park on Milwaukee's east side. He's waiting for his preteen group to arrive for after-school activities. The 29-year-old helps kids set goals. But he says their first challenge is to learn how to express their feelings, not bottle them up. Howard uses himself as an example.
6 people that I know have died, and 4 was murders. But my thing is, I'm just hoping for justice. I would hope the kids will, mature into how I did. I know it's hard for kids to understand that, they want people to die.
Howard says when kids share their anger and fear and other emotions with a caring adult, they're less likely to express themselves violently. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.